The first reading today, as we hear the beginning of that reading from Ecclesiastes, saying, "Behold, a great priest who in his days pleased God and was found just." We stop to think about what the priesthood is all about. People of the Old Testament, it was made clear to them. Remember that each one of the tribes was given a piece of land, and that would be their tribal inheritance, except for the tribe of Levi, because they were the priests. And it said they will not have any inheritance among the people because God is their inheritance. They were called to the service of God, and they understood that. And so they didn't have any kind of earthly patrimony because it was in heaven. The priests were set apart in that way from everybody else. The priests continue to be set apart. They are still called to that same thing. The problem, however, comes in that when someone is set apart, that can easily lead to a lot of pride. Somehow thinking that I'm better than you, or I'm higher than you, or whatever it is. In the Catholic Church, we always have to remember that before someone can be a priest, he has to be a deacon. The word deacon is the Greek word that means a servant. One is not called to be a priest because it's a position of power. One is not called to be a priest because of his intellectual prowess. One is called to be a priest to serve God and to serve the people entrusted to his care. I was reading a book yesterday, and the priest who had written it was talking about a particular bishop that he had gotten to know over in Rome. And he described this bishop in a variety of ways. But when it came right down to it, he talked about someone who was humble and who was faithful and loved the church. And he said, a rare combination in Rome. What a sad statement. What a tragic statement. But that's the reality. If you've ever met a young priest, probably 98% of them have massive, massive problems of pride because they're raised up, they're put in this position, people love them, and they get big-headed. And God then has to work to humble them. The question, of course, is whether they are willing to cooperate with God. But it is truly an epidemic among the young priests. If it doesn't go away, then it just gets worse and becomes an even bigger problem. And so when we hear about a bishop who is rare because he was humble, that's stating something rather profound and rather tragic. Because again, if someone is put in that position, it's not a position of power. It's a position of authority. And authority is there to serve, not to be served. It is not lording it over people. And unfortunately, there are many in the hierarchy who do exactly that. Thus, the necessity to pray for your priests. In case you think that I am somehow or another absenting myself from that, I would say exactly the opposite. I have not seen anybody that I know who's quite as arrogant as I. And somebody way back when our family came to America, obviously saw that in my relatives, because they changed the name, made it look French. It's not a French name, but it looks French. Altier in French means arrogance. So somebody knew exactly what they were talking about. It's built right in. I can't escape it. It's there. It's a reality. And so I'm not pointing a finger at anybody else and saying, look at these guys, but thankfully I'm not like them. No, quite the opposite. Unfortunately, it's a problem that we all deal with. And so God has called priests to himself. A lot of priests today don't know what it means to be a priest. When Father Eckert and I were in the seminary, they tried, it didn't work, but they tried to forbid the use of the word priest. In a Catholic seminary, mind you. We were there to study to be ordained priests, and it was forbidden to use the word priest. And they made it absolutely clear, because we don't want that. To be a priest is about sacrifice, and we don't want that. Really. To be a priest is about offering one's entire self in sacrifice to God, and to offer oneself for the people. They didn't want that. And so what a lot of the priests were taught was how not to be a priest. What a lot of priests were taught, in fact, again, when Father Eckert and I were in the seminary, we were taught very clearly to be a successful priest is to be everybody's buddy. It's not what a priest is about. It's like a parent who has to look at their children and say, I'm not here to be your friend. I'm your parent, best friend you'll ever have, but that's not my job, is to be your little pal. My job is to be your parent. The same is true for a priest. Our job is not to try and be everybody's buddy. Our job is to preach the truth. Our job is to sacrifice ourselves, and sometimes that means being rather unpopular. Oh well. But that doesn't sit well with human nature. It's a lot more fun to be everybody's buddy. And sadly, that's what we were taught. So when you look at some of the priests, try not to judge them, because they weren't taught how to be priests. They weren't taught what it means to be a priest. They honestly don't know. And so pray for them. Because again, you recognize the necessity of that. There is the old adage that if the priest is a saint, the people will be holy. The priest is holy, the people will be good. The priest is good, the people will be poor. And if the priest is poor, the people have nothing. So pray for your priests, because they're a shepherd. That's what the word pastor means, a shepherd. He's to lead you to the Lord. And if the priest is leading you to materialism, or the priest is leading you out to the desert, or the priest is leading you anywhere other than the pastures of the Lord, what are you going to get? Instead of what the Lord wants for you, you're going to get junk food, if even. Or you're going to starve to death, spiritually speaking, because the priest has nothing to give you. So that's the necessity of praying for him. For his own sake, yes, but for your sake, for the sake of souls, for the sake of our blessed Lord, that these priests whom he has called will actually do what they are called to do, to serve God, to love God, and to love the people. That's the call to the priesthood. It is a life of sacrifice, not merely sacrifice at the altar, to sacrifice his life for God and for his people. That's what a priest is supposed to be. That's what we need. Truly great priests who will please God in their day if they're humble, if they're charitable, if they are holy. That's what the church needs. That's what the world needs. That's what our holy priesthood needs today. Dominus vobiscum.